this got me so angry today. This is the one thing that is just putting my like nose. What's the expression? Like what gets put out of shape? Whatever's put out of shape. That on me today is completely put out of shape because when I heard this, it really, really upset me. So I'm a huge fan of Kyle and Jackie O. It's like the number one morning show in Australia. They've been there forever. Everybody knows them. They're super famous there. You know, they're also, I think they're also on television as well. Jackie O has been getting these phone calls where it's unknown. And then as soon as she picks up, the person hangs up. So she's getting really upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's on the air. And while she's on the air, she gets one of these phone calls and she mentions it. And I guess because, you know, there's cameras all around everywhere, they're able to see that her phone says unknown and she's getting really upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
I will let her and let them explain to you what those phone calls are and how they came about. And you will see why in this age of COVID, when everybody in our industry is unemployed,
mm-hmm.
because our industry has just completely gone to shit. This is what's happening in her world.
What the f***? This person keeps calling me all morning and they hang up as soon as I answer and it's a private number. And I'm like wanting to catch them out and
someone's
go, what
got
the
your number?
Do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how obsessed I am with who's calling me?
Yes, I'm there the whole time. I'm hearing the frustration.
Pedro and I told the producers on the phone, call Jackie's phone when she's playing Candy Crush.
On private.
Oh. And so we're calling off a private number.
Oh, my God, you've been calling me on
so
the private number.
So we're sabotaging your gameplay because you're sabotaging the show.
Yeah, you guys have been doing this for weeks. She's been getting the hang-up calls for weeks.
Pedro and I figured out what it was that you were doing. And it's bloody Candy Crush. Instead of listening to us, you're playing Candy Crush.
What is that?
While she's on the air.
Oh my God, I'm such a loser for doing this. I mean,
nobody
plays Candy Crush anymore, surely.
No, I haven't heard.
Like, you're like 7 years late to this.
I think about 15 years late.
What was that,
only
too?
Like 65-year-old women on the train player?
I can't help it. I'm so addicted to this Candy Crush and I'm actually spending hard-earned money on the bloody game.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean?
Because you... Oh, they make you spend money.
Jackie.
I reckon I'm spending about $80 or $90 a week.
They don't make you spend money. I used to play Candy Crush a million years ago when everybody was playing it. I never spent a dime on it. You don't have to. They don't make
you don't have to, but if you want to continue and you don't want to watch ads, you can.
Because
you have to spend money.
You can't get through that level.
So, I mean, if you don't have anything else in your life that you spend money on, I guess you can spend money on that.
I'm sorry. That's not the part that's ticking me off, by the way. I could care less what she does with her money.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that she has a job in radio. She is on the air live when thousands of people in our industry, at least, I mean, one company let 10,000 people go since COVID started. So mm-hmm. over the course of the year, they have 10,000 less employees. And granted, a lot of them are producers and people behind the scenes, but there's a lot of on-air talent. Not just us, but like so many of our friends have been let go. People have different. They're living their lives differently. They're not getting in the car every morning and turning on the radio because they're not getting in the car every morning
mm-hmm.
because they're working from home. So radio is suffering. It's one of the industries that is really, really suffering. I know this is big push to get the restaurant industry back and to make sure grocery stores are good. I'm okay with that. But there's been no push to help radio personalities because nobody feels like they have to listen to the radio or help people in radio. So it is, if you're in radio and you are still working, you are very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
You are very, very lucky. But this bitch is sitting there playing Candy Crush while she's live on the air. That's how little respect she has for the fact that she has a job in radio and that she's working right now. And her audience. Can you imagine? You're the audience. You're spending your time listening to her and she's busy playing Candy Crush.
Time, unless you pay to keep trying to get through to that level. And then there's all these extra things you can do like to help you complete that level, but you pay for it. And it's a problem.
But I'm insulted. Here I am talking to you, telling you all my dreams and hopes for the future.
Right.
I like to think that I have been able to do two things at once.
Well, guess what? You haven't. You haven't been able to listen and play Candy Crush, that's for sure.
You know,
because the producers noticed. Your intern noticed.
Several times.
Is this why people are saying, hey, Jackie seems very quiet today?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is bad. Okay. Let's delete it. No, I can't.
Delete it.
Well, come on, just putting your phone down while you're on the air.
$100 a week.
Right, how about just not playing Candy Crush while you're at work, while you're working, while you're on the air live.
Remove app. No, I can't. I've got such a high level. I can't remove it.
You don't even win anything. What do you win? You win money or a car?
You win nothing. You win nothing.
So you're wasting your life playing a game where there's nothing to achieve.
Nothing that you're achieving.
Please delete it, Jackie.
I can't.
Just do it. Come on.
Yeah. I'm up to level 455.
Wow,
or
good job.
I can't ask my God, you the same so question great. 10 times anymore.
Is Candy Crush paying your salary, or is your radio station is Kiss paying your salary?
Who are you?
I'm Kyle. We do a show.
That's the problem with radio now. You know
that nobody respects their job.
Nobody respects
working?
Their job. So why am I gonna listen to you? When you don't even listen to you, if you can't listen to you without playing a game, then I'm not going to listen to you. So that's where everything goes to hell now.
I think she needs a reset. You know, I think here's the thing. They've been doing it a long time. They're very famous. They make a lot of money. They have job security. Like, nobody is firing them. So she can do whatever the heck she wants because she knows that she's got job security. She knows it's Kyle and Jackie O. They're super and like their ratings go higher and higher every year. Like, they do better than they've ever done. You know, everybody wants them for television, for this, for that. Like, they are it in Australia. They are it. You know, I mean, I'm here in New York and I know who they are.
So, yeah, you need to be called in to the PD's office after that and say, I'm going to look at the ratings for that hour. And if they went down because you weren't paying attention, you know, something's going to have to be done. You're going to have to. And with radio people, you're going to have to say there's now a basket outside the studio with a table and you put your phone in that when you walk into the studio. You got to treat them like kids. That's how we used to do with drinks. You can't bring a drink in the studio anymore. You have to leave it out there because you're going to spill something in the board. So you got to treat them like they're 5-year-olds. So from now on, you lost your phone privileges. Sorry. If somebody has to call you, they'll call the hotline.
If you get to the point when your name is on a show and your producer has to call you out, like, I don't even know who these producers are. Like, I don't know how long these producers have been with them. They haven't been with them since the beginning. It's not like these are their, you know, it's not like the producers, it's not like Fred, you know, on Howard Stern. It's not like somebody that's been with him since the beginning. So if two producers that you hired to do your show are noticing this to the point where they came up with a scheme where they call you.
That was brilliant.
It was brilliant. Yeah. Where they call you from a non-registered number every time you play Candy Crush just to get your attention. There's a problem.